Thailand's military on Monday said it accepts the election victory of the Puea Thai Party, headed by the younger sister of the man they ousted in a coup in 2006. The woman, expected to become the new prime minister, Yingluck Shinawatra, says she will try to bring reconciliation to a country plagued by political violence since her brother was removed. Charles Collins reports.
Yingluck Shinawatra announced on Monday she would form a five-party coalition controlling 299 seats, or about 60% of the parliament, giving her a strong hand to fulfill her election promises. She told reporters she would be trying to help Thailand's economy.
The first thing that I want to do, of course, I have to do whatever Puea Thai promised on the launching policy and the campaigns. And the first thing that we have to help people on the economic problem. That's the first priority.
She plans to roll out a long list of populist programs, including wage increases and economic stimulus to rural areas. The agenda is similar to the one carried out by her brother Thaksin Shinawatra, who was removed from power by the military in 2006. Although many people see Yingluck as a proxy for her brother, he told the BBC he does not plan on returning to Thailand anytime soon.
I will not rush to go back to Thailand yet. I think I want to see the reconciliation really happen. And I want to be part of the solution. I don't want to be part of the problem for reconciliation.
So far, the army has said it will stay out of politics and it respects the results of the election. The poll went smoothly and there were no signs of the street violence which has plagued the country since the 2006 coup. I'm Charles Collins.